Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome this afternoon to the first introductory episode broadcast of the Summer We Came to Life online book club. I'm here with author Deborah Cloyd, who has, this is her first book, although I'm sure if she wanted to, she could write dozens just from the experiences she's had traveling all over the world on her own with her friends and as a former contestant on CBS's The Amazing Race. Now, the book chronicles four friends, two worlds, one second chance. We're on the line now with a couple of Deborah's best friends, Jacqueline, Tiffany, and Bianca. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. So, again, the book is called The Summer We Came to Life. It's scheduled to be released on June 1st from Mira Harlequin in a trade paperback original. I don't think I need to tell you that this is the type of book that everybody needs to go out and buy in preparation for summer of 2011. So just a couple of things. You know, one of the reasons why we decided to bring all of you together is because this book is firmly rooted in being a story of friends. Debbie, can you give us a little bit of background on just where the book came from, how that interplays with it, and then maybe we can jump in and talk about why you chose the friends you did to come on the show today, and maybe answer whether or not some of these characters are based on them.
I'd be happy to. So first of all, let me just say thank you so much to Jacqueline, Tiffany, and Bianca for being here. It is a beautiful, sunny day in California, and they have foregone many pool parties to come and sit, well, sit by the pool. We're not, you know, roughing it here, to work with me today and on getting, you know, last-minute stuff done for the book. So this is really what best friends are all about, and that is probably why I was inspired to write the book, because I've had amazing friends my whole life. Bianca and I have been friends for 26 years. Quite a long time. She's really been my biggest advocate, supporter, and just lifelong partner in crime. So we can talk to her more about what it's been to watch me go through this publication process. But as far as where the roots of the book are, I would say I always knew I was going to write, you know, a book that kind of honored the bonds of friendship, and how in this day and age, you know, I'm 32 years old, we're all kind of in that same age range. Your girlfriends really become, you know, just like Sex and the City says, they become your soulmate, right? So we're all kind of delaying marriage, we're putting off, you know, kids, we're focusing on our careers, on ourselves, on traveling the world, having a great time, and your best friends really become your family.
That's great. And that's definitely the type of thing that's represented in the book. And all of you girls have read this, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Pre-pub copies, of course. Yes.
So, Debbie, do you want to just introduce everybody that's with you?
Sure. Jacqueline Ferber is an amazing actress. And we are here at her beautiful place sitting by
Hi.
The pool. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
And Tiffany Blake is a designer for BCBG. She makes beautiful purses that all of us wear, and many women around Los Angeles. And Bianca Smith, longtime BFF, she runs a boutique, Green Denim. It's on Main Street in Santa Monica, and she represents their clothing brand, Green Denim Initiative.
Hi.
That's great. So, I mean, before we discuss anything else, what did you ladies think of the book?
made me really emotional, Jacqueline, by the way. You know, I was not expecting as many layers, I think. I mean, I know how brilliant Debbie is, but I think, you know, it kind of bridges not just the story of friendship, but also kind of family, but in a progressive way, generationally, between these girls and their parents, you know, either a single family home or both, and just the dynamic of all the layers between them. I think, I don't know, it was really, really rich to me. I wasn't expecting it. And then by the end, I felt so bonded to my friends and so appreciative. And I think it just makes you realize, and I was thinking back on experiences for myself that it made me very reflective back on experiences that I've had that I don't think now in hindsight I would have been able to make it through without my friends. You know, for me, I came to Los Angeles 3 years ago, about 3.5 years ago, and I didn't know anybody here. And I came here after being in a 10-year relationship and leaving my fiance at the time, and my friends, like, you know, Debbie and Bianca and, you know, a couple other, and Tiffany and a couple other friends that, you know, I met, I mean, were my lifeboat. I mean, and it's kind of what got me through everything and let me kind of start a whole new life. And this book just kind of reminded me of the value. So amongst, like, the layers and the intellectual, generational experiences, and, you know, there's a lot about physics and stuff that I wasn't expecting, it just kind of let me be reflective and appreciative of kind of what I have in my life. And, of course, Debbie.
Yeah, I second that. I mean, not only was I just so infinitely proud of Debbie for completing the novel and then getting it published, but it was also a book that I just devoured and loved from the beginning to the last page. Probably mostly because the friendships in the book do parallel with our friendship, which is, you know, very rich, and anybody who reads the book will see, at least that was my favorite element of it. It's an enviable friendship that the girls have, and it's something very special. And so it deals with all of these real life problems that are, you know, that we have to deal with today, but it's softened by the friendship that the girls have, which Debbie and I have, and Tiffany and Jacqueline. So, yeah, I absolutely loved it. I think every woman of our generation will love the book as well.
I think it reminds you that you can get through things when you have these types of bonds, that you really, you're stronger when you're amongst friends than you are when you're alone. And I think it also, I think, for me, really stressed the importance of tradition, because they have in the book, they have like a vacation club. You know, these four friends have kind of grown up doing these annual trips, which has been something that's bonded them and as a tradition. And I think that's something we actually, with our charity organization and doing things like this and supporting each other, we have these traditions that we, you know, we try and really stick together. And I really, like, they travel, they see the world. They're not, you know, they do this thing that's so big, going to, you know, far away to far lands together. And it just bonds them in a way that, I don't know, it reminds you to kind of take the time out to do that and how important that is.
I think
it's also really inspiring, you know, for people of a younger generation to read it, to have something to sort of aspire to with their friendships and their life, and to see, you know, that I think it's like there's so many great examples in the book that just kind of like parlay the way for younger girls to know what to, like, expect and kind of be supportive to their friends the way these girls were in the book.
It's not just in a fluff way. It's not like, I need to know, like, what jeans to wear tonight, like, right, or do I look hot in this dress, which we do anyway, don't get me wrong, but it's, you know, it's those things that are, I don't know, there's really big decisions in life that you have to have people to turn to, and I think that it's not just like a chick book. I mean, there's layers, there's relationships with family and friends and loved ones, and you deal with death, and you deal with joy, and, you know, things that it's not just,
I totally agree, and I wanted to make that point clear also, because Debbie has always had a lifelong passion for science, and science plays a big part in the book, which to me was, again, one of my favorite parts. One of the best friends dies of cancer, and through this process of her dying, they write journals back and forth to one another. And basically, I mean, their love is so great that they say, this can't be it. I mean, they don't want to accept the fact that she's just going to die. So the girls write back and forth, and they evaluate all these different scientific theories that that you know they're trying to decide if they can meet each other in a second world. Are there multiple realities? So this is a really fresh outlook. Certainly, I've never read any summer novels that have an element like this. So, yeah, it's very complex, and I think people will be astounded and fascinated by Deborah's writing and all of these different elements.
Okay, how wonderful are my friends?
Do you think in some ways is this at all a grief novel? I mean, I know that's a loaded description.
I think, yeah, I mean, there is levity in the book with the friendship, but certainly the parents' stories of loss. I mean, you're dealing with the Iran Revolution, the civil rights, these very charged times in history, and also the emotional stories, a lot of loss, a lot of grief, a lot of death throughout the book. And frankly, a lot of it came from the idea of me thinking, what would I do if I lost my best friend? What would I do if I lost Bianca? Like, how could you possibly go on from that? And I have experienced death of other people in our lives, or friends and other scenarios, and it does. It makes you question, you know, the spiritual questions we all ask. But yeah, I guess it's pretty helpful. It's not. But man, that doesn't make it sound very fun.
No, but what I think is interesting is just real. Even the relationships of the parents, the older generation. You know, they're still in love, one of the couples, but you see the process that it took for them to get to this point in life, and it wasn't an easy road. So even though, you know, there's a happy ending for everybody, essentially, at the end of the book, it's not an easy road getting there. So,
right. I mean, I think the silver lining is, I mean, yes, there's grief, but again, the point being that with kind of friendship and that sort of solidarity and that strength and that type of friendship that, you know, when you're one person, it's very hard to deal with grief. But when you have that support system, that's what kind of helps you come and move on, you know, and be able to continue on.
And do you think
that we all need it?
I'm sorry. Do you think that's new for generations of young girls to, to be encouraged to embrace their friends and not cling to the idea of needing to get married right away?
I think this was, like I said, there were several factors that kind of prompted me to write this book at this time in my life. And one of them is just the best friends that are so important in my life, the friendship. Also, you know, turning 30, you're kind of meeting your parents for the first time as an adult. So that's where that idea of like the meeting of the generations came. But then the third factor is just, yeah, I mean, times have really changed. It's really, really changed. And it might be different for us because we live in Hollywood. but I have these amazing, amazing female friends, and like 30, 40, 50 amazing friends that aren't married. They're 32, 35, and they are gorgeous and brilliant and successful and everything that you would think, you know, would have been married off long
ago. But it's not because there's an aversion to marriage. I think it's because we encourage each other not to settle. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we just, like, are very honest with each other. And if something's not good enough,
right,
you need somebody to tell you.
Yeah, and not just settle on the guys, but not to settle what we want out of our careers and what we want for ourselves individually.
Right. Well, Jesse and Lynette, like, they really kind of talk about that, the difference between the generations. Because in my mother's generation, and she told me this countless times, she said, you know, finally women, you know, they had the right to vote, and they could have a career, sort of, but you had two choices. You could be a teacher, or you could be a nurse, you know, or a secretary. Right. And so now, all these years later, we really don't have limitations. We're really, I was raised being with my brother, like, what do you want to be? What do you be? Anything you want, go out there. And we're loving that freedom, you know, so now that we can, but then it's tricky. I'm not saying there's an answer to this. I'm saying I wrote the book to kind of explore it, you know, and to like, examine it more, because there's all kinds of pros and cons.
Because right. I think we all do want to be mothers one day. I mean, I feel like,
yeah,
you know. And,
absolutely.
But I think the great thing, again, I think about having this type of strength individually and together is that whether you're at a place in your life where you're married or you're not married or you're thinking about a career, that it's hard to be the best at everything. And the value of friends, and even with friends, maybe you're not the best at everything, but you can certainly be better at things because you know, sort of, I don't want to give away the end of the book, but, you know, whatever your circumstance may be, at least you know that you have somebody that you can call if you can't do it all, sort of thing. And I just think it's not really a statement on, like, women's lib, like, oh, you shouldn't get married young or, you know, in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. It's just the point being that that without friendship, I mean, I think there's a scientific study that proves that women who have girlfriends live longer.
Yeah, actually.
Because so much you can tell your boyfriend or husband. I mean, very differently. Healthy is better.
We talk about that all the time. Like, how would we make it through without one another? So certainly, we all are firm believers.
Right on. Well, so the book is called The Summer We Came to Life. The author is Deborah Cloyd. It comes out June 1st through Mira Harlequin. You can buy it everywhere, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble to the Borders locations that are still open. You're at local independent bookstore, and we definitely encourage you to pick it up. And if you are on Goodreads.com, we also want to encourage you to join the Summer We Came to Life online book club. And you can access that by just going to goodreads.com and going to the group section, typing in The Summer We Came to Life or Deborah Cloyd. Ladies, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the sun.
Thank you.
And then for everybody else, please join us for the next broadcast that we do. And we'll talk to you all later.
And yet that they'll never change a thing.
left you on the debris. Now we both know you got the money, and I wonder what you would have done without me.